We present Kenneth Williams Playhouse, a series of programmes which have one thing in common. Their star is Kenneth Williams. This week's Playhouse presentation also stars Bill Simpson, with John Baddeley, John Graham and David Wood in The Lying Scotsman by Miles Kington and Alan Marion Davis.
The train now standing at platform 6 is the 22:30 Intercity Night Sleeper to Glasgow Central, stopping at Crewe, Preston, Carlisle, Moffat, Coatbridge and Glasgow Central.
Excuse me, steward.
Yes, sir?
Is this the 22:30 Intercity Night Sleeper?
Yes, sir.
To Glasgow Central?
That is right, sir.
Stopping at Crewe, Preston, Carlisle, Moffat and Coatbridge?
Yes, quite correct.
And Glasgow Central?
Yes, right again, sir. What, you train spotting, sir?
No, steward, certainly not. I have booked a berth on this train. Look, here's my, what do you call it? Birth certificate.
No. Yes, reservations, sir.
Yes, that's the ticket.
No, sir, the other thing's the ticket.
Oh.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Yes, just see if you've got the right coach.
Yes,
yes, that's right. You'll be Mr. Palfrey, then.
How did you know that?
Well, I've got your name on the passenger list here, sir.
Where did you get that from?
Well, but they give it me when the trains leave, didn't they?
Just a moment, Stuart. Who exactly are they?
Look, just a minute, sir. What are all these questions
it
for?
It happens to be my business to leave no stone unturned to get the facts and establish the truth at all costs. Delve. That's what I do. Delve. Delve and ferret. Ferret. Have you got the right time?
Yeah. Oh, we've got plenty of time, sir. Half an hour at least till the train goes. If you
right.
Give me your bags, I will show you to your cabin.
Ah, oh, yes, very good of you. Thank you very much.
There you are then, sir. There's your room for the night. Basin over there.
Yeah.
Ventilator up here. And eating over there. Turn on to boil. Turn over to freeze.
Thank you. What's this control for here? This one here?
That one there, sir. That opens the door, sir. We call that a knob, sir.
Oh, I see. And what happens if I pull this cord here?
Yes, my watch jumps out of my waistcoat pocket, sir. Any other questions?
Just one minor trivial query. Where do I sleep?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked me that, sir. Now, you see that long, low shelf near the ceiling?
Yes.
That is your bunk, sir.
You're joking!
Yes, sir, exactly, sir.
Ah.
Yes, well, I must go and be ready for the other passengers now, sir.
All right.
If you should need me, I'll be in the little cubby hole at the end of the corridor all night.
Good night, Stuart.
Good night, sir.
I better get unpacked, I suppose. First, now, pyjamas, socks, tartan underwear, sensible shoes, silly shoes, Macintosh, Macleans, McCufflinks, trench coat, magnifying glass, fingerprint, powder, and my bedtime book, Lord Hill's Own Life Story, Hugh Green Was My Valley.
By the way, sir.
Yes, steward, what is it?
Yes, I've been thinking about your profession, sir.
Why?
And I was reading the evening newspaper here, and it did occur to me. Well, just listen to this story. Big bank raid in London today. Hold up man flees with £250,000. High Holborn this afternoon. Armed raid. Watch being kept on all routes out of London. Police wish to interview man with Scottish accent. Do you see what I am getting?
I understand your drift. Quite naturally, you read that and immediately assumed I must be a top yard officer in charge of the case. Checking the Glasgow route. A logical choice, I must say. But wide of the mark again, I'm afraid.
Actually, sir, I thought you were the bank robber.
Oh, yeah. Given away by my broad Scottish accent, I suppose. Does that look like £250,000 in my suitcase?
No, sir. It looks more like tartan underwear to me, sir. But it could be in that large package over there that you haven't opened. I mean, it's big and bulky enough.
Think so? Have a look for yourself. Whip off the cover. Go on. Go ahead.
I will.
Hello? Hello?
You... What the...
It's a flaming parrot. Oh, I get it now. I know. You're what's his name, aren't you? You're that David Attenborough.
Look, if I were David Attenborough, I wouldn't be mucking around with a parrot on the Glasgow night train. Would I be hacking my way through the Borneo jungle looking for the legendary lost tribe of TV cameramen? The nearest I'll get to adventure tonight is the death-defying ascent to my bivouac in the sky.
29,002.
What did he say, sir? Was that?
The height of Everest. He's very good at figures. Come on, lad, it's getting near bedtime. I'll just pop you down here for the night.
Yeah. Now, you can't do that, sir.
What?
No, no, that's the lower bunk. You see, you've got to think about the other gentleman.
Other gentleman?
Yes, sir, your fellow passenger.
You mean British Rail are forcing me to spend the night with a complete and total stranger.
Now, only as far as Watford, sir.
What do you mean, only as far as Watford?
Blouser, by the time you get to Watford, you'll feel you've known each other for years.
Really?
Yeah, you'll be showing each other photos of the kiddies.
I haven't got any kiddies.
Well, never mind, sir. You borrow mine. I always carry a spare set. Oh. Photos, I mean.
Oh.
There you are. Have a look at that. That's my youngest. That is Frieda.
Very nice. And very grown up, too. Very grown up. Look
what?
Up.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. That's the wrong set of photos. I didn't forget
that. This is all beside the point. If I've got to share my cabin, you might at least tell me this fella's name. It could be anyone. I mean,
well,
who is it?
According to my list, sir, he is Sir Henry Carmichael, GFAQ.
Sir Henry Carmichael? GFAQ?
Yes, good for a quid, sir.
Right, good night. Good night. Sir Henry Carmichael, eh? Better make a good impression if we're going to hit it off. Dignified, but full of charm. That's the thing. Oh, I wish I was on a real train like the Trans-Siberian Express. You get some peace and quiet there. Oh, the huge forests and the romantic baying of the wolves waiting for the guard to fall off. Ah, the little wayside stations where we'd stop for refreshment with samovars on the platform and samovars standing in our seats. With any luck, the little Russian peasant girl who'd come into my compartment by mistake and say...
Sir Henry Carmichael, CBE, can I come in?
Oh, yes, please do. I'm sorry about that.
Can you help me in with this damn great suitcase here?
My word. Hey, that's heavy. What's it got in there? The crown jewel?
Oh, I wish it was, laddie. No, it's just a lot of papers, documents, that sort of thing. Very boring stuff. I wonder if it'll go under the bed. No such luck. Where can I leave the damn thing?
Why, outside, in the corridor.
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly. I must keep my eye on it.
I thought you said it was full of boring bits of paper.
No, well, so it is, laddie. So it is. Oh, once you've seen one, you've seen them all. Mind you, they're extremely valuable to me. I'll just put the case against the wall here.
I haven't introduced myself yet. Palfrey is the name.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you.
How's it?
I think you deserve a drink after all that hard work.
Thank you.
If you look in the briefcase over there, you'll find a bottle of whiskey. Mm-hmm. I'll just get the glasses out of the cover. Not that case! The briefcase.
Oh, yes, I see. Here you are. One bottle of scotch.
Ah, good. There you are.
Thank you.
My goodness, I need this.
I had a busy day.
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes, I've been chasing around Holborn all day trying to get away from the office.
Ah. Well, here's to crime.
What? Yes, of course. Down the hatch.
Up yours.
What was that you said just now, Palfrey?
Well, here's to crime, as far as I can recall. One of those silly phrases. I'm sorry if it offended you.
No. It's just that for a wee minute, I thought you said something like...
Up yours!
You did see it then. Now, listen, Palfrey, I think that's a wee bit...
No, I understand now. It wasn't me. It was my parrot.
Your parrot?
Yes. You look under this cloth. Yeah, I'll introduce you. Sir Henry, my parrot. Parrot Sir Henry. Say hello to Sir Henry. Come on. Hello, sir. Who's a pretty knight, then?
Get lost!
Dear, you must forgive him. He's had a hard day. He's usually fast asleep by 9:30.
9:30!
Ah, now there, see? If there's one thing he can do, it's remember numbers. Between you and me, he's a bit of a dead loss conversationally, but he's got a great head for figures.
Really?
Phone numbers, birthdays, VAT, terrific. He knows the height of Everest.
29,002.
There you are. The width of the channel.
40.
Ah, no, the channel isn't 40 miles across. It's 29.
40 kilometers, Sir Henry. This is Britain's first metric parrot. This is. So, Sir Henry, you're something big in the city, are you?
What? Oh, yes, you could say that. Yes, I do quite a lot in banking, sir.
Banking.
Looking after cash flow, that sort of thing. Keeping money on the move.
I wonder if it's a firm I've heard of.
Oh, I shouldn't think so, laddie. No, it's just a wee company called Consolidated Holdups. Holdings.
But...
You ask an awful lot of questions,
Palfrey. You have to in my job. You're never off duty. Always observing, deducing, working things out.
What do you do then?
Ah, that's confidential, I'm afraid. I wish I could divulge, but I can't.
My dear Palfrey, I mean, if you're in a secret line of business, then I have not the slightest intention of probing into it. Cheers.
Oh, well, since you're obviously a man to be trusted, I don't mind telling you what it is. I am a private detective. Here, you're right.
Yes. Oh, yes, it's only that for one awful moment I thought you said you were a private detective.
Yes, I did. Well, what's so awful about that?
Nothing. It's only that I imagine a private detective to be, dressed more unobtrusively.
Oh, you mustn't be deceived by my kilt and dark glasses. That's just a disguise. Look, here's my card.
Thanks. Matthews and Palfrey, funeral directors. I don't get it.
Well, that's just a front, Sir Henry. Look at the back.
Ah. Matthews and Palfrey, private investigators. Oh, I see. I see. What sort of thing do you specialize in? A fraud? Embezzlement? A money matter?
No.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's a mucky sort of business.
Not that I wouldn't like to, but my father wouldn't let me.
Your father?
Yes, he's the head of the firm. He's Palfrey.
Well, who's Matthews?
That's Matthews.
Well, the parrot?
Yes. It's a long story. I never really wanted to go into detection at all, but my father insisted I join the family firm.
I've been his divorce specialist ever since.
Divorce? Mm. Hey, divorce. And are you on a case at the moment?
Ah, that I cannot divulge. All I can reveal about my present journey is that I'm going to see my auntie in Glasgow.
Ah. Is she having trouble with her marriage?
You could say that. She's a widow.
I don't suppose by any chance that your marriage is on the rocks at that
point. No. I am very much in love with my wife.
Oh.
Not that we ever talk about it, of course.
No, I can't be helped. No. Any of your friends or relatives perhaps need a helping hand to break up their marriage?
Let me think. No. There's Gerald, of course. Oh, no, he changed sex. It's a pity about that. He was a nice chap, Geraldine.
Oh, well, bad. Well, if you do, you can always get in touch with me. Here's my card.
Oh, thanks. Matthews and Palfrey, builders merchants.
That's the back. Look at the front.
Ah, Matthews and Palfrey, expert divorce advice from our own correspondent.
That's me. Of course, it's not really me, if you know what I mean. My dream of is solving a really big criminal case so my father has to release me from divorce work. And that's why I'm always observing and asking questions. One day I'll stumble across something really big and be the only one to spot the vital clue. Then he'll have to promote me above the parrot. Oh, for instance, I've been observing you ever since you came in without you noticing it, and you'd be surprised at the things I've worked out.
Such as?
Well, you're an important Scottish businessman. You work in London, but you're going back to Glasgow for the weekend. Your wife isn't with you, but you're on good terms with her. You said so yourself. So you're probably going to a men-only affair. I couldn't help noticing there was a lot more whiskey in that case. It's a men-only drinking affair. You're not the football-going type, so there's only one theory that covers all those facts.
Yes?
You're off to your Scottish regimental annual reunion.
Yes, you're absolutely correct.
Well, which regiment is it? As a matter of interest, just to complete my theory.
Well, it's the Heart of Midlothian Celtic Rangers.
Oh.
Now, by the way, Palfrey, we ought to fix with that steward fellow what time he brings us tea and biscuits in the morning. Now, why don't you slip along and tell him? 7 a.m.
Oh, all right, then. I'll see you in a few minutes.
That's what you think, laddie. I'm getting out of here this very minute. Just my luck landing in the same compartment as a detective. Thank God he's stupid. I'll just check the case. Let's check the case, see if it's all there. Ah, one pair of pajamas. One new toothbrush. 50,000 brand new fibers. Oh, look at them, every one a picture. Duke of Wellington, if I'm not mistaken. Every one's in its own little number. 50D930358. Oh, that's poetry, that is. 50D930358. And so on for another 50,000. Right. Now, let's go.
What kind of biscuit?
What?
What kind of biscuit do you want with tea in the morning, he says? There's ginger nut shortbread or rich buttered Osborne's.
Oh, shortbread will do fine, thanks.
Oh, of course, I should have known. Shortbread for a Scotsman.
That's right, very good. Hoots! The new! Stupid ninny. Now away we go.
50D930358.
Who said that?
50D930358.
Oh, my God, it's a parrot. He's got the serial number.
50D9303.
Right, all right, Parrot. You've just signed your death warrant, Parrot. I don't like hurting animals, but I don't mind knocking off the senior partner in a detective agency. All right, Matthews, this is it. You're going to meet the great ornithologist in the sky. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
By a damned man-eating vulture! I've taken a great chunk out of my finger. Right, if it's a fight you're after, put your wings up.
Ah, there you are, Henry. Oh, I do hope he hasn't been bothering you.
Well, he does seem to be a little bit upset.
You haven't been asking him difficult questions, have you? I've known him get quite hysterical when he couldn't work out a bit of long division. You see, he's really just memorising things he's best at, isn't it, Matthews?
50D9303 58.
That's a new one on me. Have you been teaching him something?
No, it's my phone number.
Oh, it's nice. He can ring you up any time now. Well, it really is time for his bed. If you don't get his full beauty sleep, he gets terribly tired, spends all day just hanging from his perch. There. Night-night.
Talking of night-night, Sir Henry, don't you think we ought to turn in ourselves?
I'm not turning myself in. Oh, yes. Yes, I think you're quite right. You wouldn't like me to take Matthews for a walk before we go to bed. I'd just start with a bit of fresh air.
No, I don't think so.
What a shame.
Yes, well, I think I'll take the top bunk now. Now it's time for me to do what I do every night.
What's that?
Quite simple. Get undressed, pyjamas on, jump into bed, read my book, lights off, head down. Lights on again, jump out of bed, brush teeth and back to bed again.
Palfrey, are you asleep? Good. Oh, Matthews, I've got a lovely wee surprise for you. I've decided to spare your life. In fact, I'm going to give you your freedom. Now, when I open your cage door, you'll find yourself facing an open window. Now, what I want you to do is fly through it. Up here you go. Off with you. And keep your big beak shut. Aye, good riddance. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, Stuart. I'll be in Glasgow already. Just put the tea and the biscuits down over there.
What? No, sir. Not quite in Glasgow yet, sir.
Oh, Carlisle, perhaps?
Not exactly.
Crewe?
Well, Euston, actually, sir. Yes, Euston, London. Train will be leaving in about 5 minutes.
You woke me up to tell me that?
No, sir. As a matter of fact, I have got a police officer with me, and he would like...
What? Tell him to go away. Tell him we're asleep. Tell him we don't want any today, thank you. Tell him we're full up. There's no room left. Tell him anything, but get rid of him.
No, sir, he doesn't want you, sir. It's Mr. Palfrey he's after.
Oh, I see. Well, in that case, where are your manners? Don't leave him standing in the drafted corridor. Bring him in.
Sure, sir. Which one of you two gentlemen is Mr. Palfrey, please?
He's in the upper bunk, fast asleep.
I see. And you are...
I'm in the lower bunk, wide awake.
Yes, so I see, sir. And your name?
Sir Henry Carmichael, CBE.
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you, Sir Henry. Mr. Palfrey. Mr. Palfrey!
What? What's happened?
Sergeant Butler, British Rail, please, sir.
What?
I'd like your help, if you don't mind.
Oh, it's happened at last. I knew you'd see the light sooner or later and come to me for help. They've sent for me to help them out. Baffled, puzzled, helpless. You confessed yourselves beaten when suddenly someone came along and said, let's send for Palfrey.
Palfrey?
Yeah, Palfrey. Matthews and Palfrey. I think I've got a card here under my pillow. There you are. Now, just give me the facts of the case as you know them and leave the rest to me.
There's nothing much to say, really, sir. It's just that we think this parrot belongs to you.
What are you doing with my parrot?
We found it on the station, having a right old argument with an I speak your weight machine. Someone told us they'd seen it coming out of a window from his train, and the steward traced it back here.
But how did he get out of his... Oh, Matthews, what have you been up to?
No, armed answer. Just pop him back in his cage and this time make sure the door's fastened properly, eh? because we don't really have the time to chase round after escaped parrots when we're meant to be keeping our eyes open for a bank robber on the run.
Oh, yes, I've read about him. Haven't you got him yet, then?
No, not yet, no. But we'll get him sooner or later. There's always something that gives them away. Some little slip, some detail they forget, and we'll be onto him like a flash.
50D9303.
Good night, officer.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Sergeant. Remember, I'll be here if you ever need me. Well, somewhere between here and Glasgow. If I should catch the bank robber, I'll give you a ring.
Yeah, you do that, sir. Good night.
50D9303-58.
And good night to you, little parrot. Oh, he does love his numbers, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. He can't wait for me to get home in the evening and switch on Open University.
Good night, then.
Good night.
What did that parrot say just now?
66, all the sixes.
No, before that.
50D9303-58.
That's it. That's a very familiar number, that is. Of course, it's one of the fivers.
It's what? What do you mean?
It's the opening serial number of one of those notes from Oban.
I must ask everyone to stay where they are while I ask a few questions. Mr. Palfrey, can you explain how your parrot is the only person outside the police force who knows the exact number of a fiver stolen in Oban this afternoon?
My dear Sergeant, are you trying to suggest that my parrot spent this afternoon in Oban walking into a bank, pointing his wing at a cashier and flying off with a quarter of a million? You didn't, did you, Matthews? No, of course not. For one thing, he doesn't need the money. I give him 50p every week. He spends any of it, do you? No. For another thing, he has the perfect alibi. He and I spent all this afternoon watching his favourite film on television.
And which film was that, sir?
The History of Mr. Polly.
I don't go so far as to say I think the parrot did the job, sir. All I'm saying is this. He knew the serial number. Now, to me, that means one of three things. Either he did it, or you did it, or I'm dreaming. And I'm not dreaming. Which brings us back to you, Mr. Palfrey.
Well, dear Sergeant, I know a little about the law. And one thing I know is that your chances of convicting a man on the evidence of a parrot, however intelligent and well-bred, are comparatively slim. Can you imagine it? Prosecuting counsel gets up. Tell me, witness, can you identify the guilty man, someone in this court?
Don't kill my star. That's a pretty boy, pretty boy.
Thank you. No further questions.
Oh, can you imagine it?
You know something about the law, do you?
I told you I'm a private detective. I just gave you my card.
Oh, yes, sir.
I must say, I found it hard to believe when he told me he was a detective, Sergeant.
I am a detective.
There's one very easy way to settle it all, Mr. Palfrey. Let's see your suitcase, please.
If I open the case...
What?
You won't laugh.
Look, look, sir, I never laugh on duty. Makes my helmet fall off. Oh, there it goes.
Well, there you are. Is it stuffed full of fibres or isn't it?
No, sir. No, I must admit it isn't. All I can see is a complete change of tartan underwear, two large bags of birdseed, and a small book entitled...
Never mind what the book's entitled.
Let me see, sir, if you don't mind. How to be a real detective in only 10 easy lessons. Plus free false moustache. So, you're not a private detective at all, sir?
Well, I'm learning to be a private detective. Takes time, you know. After all, Holmes wasn't built in a day. Anyway, it's perfectly legal. There's no law against pretending to be a proper detective, is there?
No, if there was one, half the CID would be inside.
Oh,
God, there goes my helmet again. Now, I will let you off the hook, sir. You may not be much of a private detective, but you aren't much of a bank robber either. Oh, and keep that parrot on a lead, will you? Eh? Oh, mustn't laugh. Good night, all.
Well, I mean, you know, Sir Henry, about me not being a proper detective, well, wasn't true about me being a divorce specialist either. I bet you guessed. But in fact, I've never been divorced in my life. I'm really a phony, I suppose, a see-through person. For years I've been kidding myself I could be a great detective, and what happened? I almost get arrested as a bank robber. Oh, it's hopeless, I'm all washed up. Oh, still, I'm not quite alone, I've always got Matthews. You can trust Matthews even if you can't trust me. You do believe me, don't you, Sir Henry? Yes. Oh, well, I suppose you're right. The Matthews are my side, aren't you, Matthews? Of course he is. Good old Matthews. Always got word for me in my hour of need. 29002, 10 to through the field. 50D930358. Why was that number familiar? Sir Henry said it was his phone number, didn't he? No, it's not. Sir Henry's phone. No, it's not. It's the serial number of the fivers which Matthews learnt from Sir Henry. By God, he's the... Oh, no! I'm laying 3 feet above the most wanted criminal in Britain, travelling 100 miles per hour away from the nearest policeman. It's the break I've been waiting for. Now, you've got to stop the train now. Ah, the communication cord. Where the hell is it? So dark in here. Ah. Oh, damn, it's the ventilation. I should be able to reach out with my toe and just about. Oh, it's cold. Ah, got it. Here we go.
James MacDonald, alias Sir Henry Carmichael, alias Mac the Knife, alias Lord Dunleavy of Soggy Hall Street, you have been found guilty on a charge of armed robbery, and I therefore sentence you to 10 years imprisonment. I must not let this case close, however, without singling out for public recognition the witness...
Thank you.
...thanks to whose admirable powers of detection, observation, scrutiny and surveillance...
Knife.
...the prisoner was brought to trial and convicted.
Yeah.
I cannot commend too highly the efforts of this truly remarkable parrot.
15 years!
Yes, yes, make it 15 years, would you, Clark? Next case, please.
Case of State versus Nigel Palfrey.
And the charge?
That Nigel Palfrey did, without due cause, pull a British Rail communication cord.
No, it's a fix. I've been phrased. Not fair. It's not fair. I deserve to be fooled. Not fair. No!
This week's Kenneth Williams Playhouse presentation was The Lying Scotsman by Miles Kington and Alan Marion Davis, starring Kenneth Williams and Bill Simpson, with John Baddeley, John Graham and David Wood. The programme was produced by Simon Brett.